I would like to welcome the Executive Director of Bringing Music to Life, Steve Blatt.
Susan, good to be here.
Bringing Music to Life is celebrating 11 years now. You started this 11 years ago. Tell me, what made you think this is needed in our community?
Talk to a lot of musicians, music teachers. This was back when I was at Colorado Public Radio, and we were trying to figure out something that would benefit the community, and kept hearing more and more that music education certainly is needed, but to make that happen, they need the tools, they need the instruments, and there were a lot of kids that just did not have the ability to buy or rent an instrument. So I thought, well, let's see what happens. So we appealed to our audience and just said, hey, if you've got an instrument you're not using, how about donating it, and we'll find a school that can use it. And lo and behold, lots of people responded. So the first year was an experiment, and then we realized that this could actually work, and there's definitely a need for it. So that was the first drive, and we went on from there.
It looks like you've got 15 donation locations available throughout the state of Colorado. I think you guys accept just about everything except upright and grand pianos or organs. Is that correct?
That's right. Any instrument you can think of being in a school band or orchestra, we can absolutely use. So flutes, trumpets, cornets, trombones, French horns, violins, violas, cellos, etc. Also drums and electric guitars and acoustic guitars. So really runs the gamut.
When you receive these instruments from the public, I'm sure a lot of the people think they're in good condition, but they're maybe not. Do you have someone who fixes the instruments before the students get them?
Yes, we do, and that's a critical part of what we're doing. Our promise to schools and to students is the instrument you get will be in excellent playable condition. That involves a fair amount of repairs. Almost everything we get, even some instruments that are fairly new, need something. It may be repadding for flutes or certainly new strings, maybe a new bridge, new pegs for string instruments. Everything needs something. So if yours isn't in absolutely perfect condition, don't worry about it. We'll take care of that.
Schools have to apply, correct?
Yeah, there's an online application at our website, which is www.bringingmusictolife.org. Just click on the application. It'll take a teacher maybe 45 minutes or an hour to fill this out, and then we'll look it over and try to match up schools and their needs with what we get in.
And the students get to keep the instruments until they graduate.
Right. They can treat it as their own as long as they're enrolled in the program, and then when they graduate, it gets passed off to another student. So one instrument can end up benefiting anywhere from 5, 10, even 15 students over its lifetime.
Now, with COVID-19 in our lives, I know that you did have a drive last year. Are there any changes to what happens with getting the instruments to the schools, et cetera, due to COVID?
Yeah, last year we ended up inviting the teachers to come to our storage unit. So instead of having a big event at the Newman Center, we had a lot of little events at a storage unit, and we spaced it out so that one school would come at a time. We met them. Everybody had masks on. We tried to be very careful, and we were, and then loaded them up with their instruments to take back to their schools. But it worked. We got 537 instruments out last summer to the schools. This year, we're hoping that we can actually do something at the Newman Center, but they're still closed. We do know that we will collect the instruments, and we know that we will give them to the schools. How that happens remains to be seen.
If you've just joined me, I'm speaking with Steve Blatt. He is the executive director of Bringing Music to Life. They are a nonprofit, so I imagine that any money that you receive as a donation does go toward the repair of all the instruments.
Absolutely, and that's the biggest expense we have. That's the biggest part of our budget. I think last year we spent about $70,000 repairing instruments. We get a discount. We have wonderful repair partners, the Colorado Institute of Musical Instrument Technology down in Castle Rock. Also, Boomer Music up in Fort Collins help with the repairs. And even at a deeply discounted price, it still costs about, on average, about $165 per instrument to get them back in excellent condition. And we, that's, as I mentioned, that's really important because we want students to have the best chance to to succeed, and we want to reward their efforts with an instrument that responds to what they're doing. Otherwise, you know, they'll get frustrated. They won't know if it's them or the instrument. So we want to make sure they can get the best start.
Tell me the impact that learning music has on children.
Yeah, you learn a lot of stuff. Yeah, listening skills improve, a sense of teamwork, your self-confidence, self-esteem, which is critical for any young person. But there are a lot of things that you get. It's more than notes and scales, and there are life skills. You also learn about persevering. You know, don't give up. Keep at it, and good things can happen. So there are a lot of things that kids get out of learning to play an instrument. And we've seen that again and again and heard that from teachers now for over 10 years. It makes a profound difference in their life.
There is a deadline for applications.
Let's make it the end of the month. Everything seems to be taking more time these days, so we'll make it March 31st to get those applications in.
Steve, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for dedicating your time for such a wonderful project here. Once again, listeners, you can go to bringingmusictolife.org. Teachers and principals can apply online. You can learn more about them. I imagine you could find out how to donate to them as well. Yeah, good luck with all of that.
Thank you so much, Susan, and thanks everybody that's listening to just for doing your part. We hope you'll give an instrument or be as generous as you can as far as the repair fund.